Okay, it's Paul Marsh and John Brown. We are live here on Express FM from Victorious Festival, and we are with the band of the moment. We're with Crystal Tides, Road to Victorious winners, and they are going to be opening the festival today.
Hello!
So, guys, try and sum this up if you possibly can. How does it feel to A, win Road to Victorious, and B, how does it feel to open Victorious Festival in 2023?
Unbelievable. It's a dream come true for us, really, to be playing a hometown festival on a massive stage. I think we've been trying to get these bigger slots, and it's just been amazing. A real, like, yeah, step into what we want to go into next, really. So, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be really sarcastic and say, well, you know, we deserve to be here, and we've just been waiting for the time. No, you were really genuine.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
It's been amazing, yeah. Absolutely amazing. Thanks for the opportunity to the Victorious team.
Yeah.
So I'm become a recent fan of yours, and I was interested about your journey, really. How long have you guys been together, and when did this all begin for you? Kind of recapture, if we can, those beginning moments to where we are now in this very special moment.
Started with me and Harry. You went to uni. Used to just not actually go to uni, just would sit and write songs in his house in Brighton instead of going into uni. And then towards the end last year, we put a band together. It was a different name actually to what this was, and then all the members just sort of filtered in from there, really. We had different members before they left, and then we slowly just became Crystal Tides, what we are now. So
it's been about 5 years, I think.
5 years, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, someone said that.
Yeah,
that does sound long, year. So why don't we just say 6 months or something?
6 months, overnight success.
Well,
yeah.
Well, they do say that, doesn't it? It takes 10 years. So, 10 years to become an overnight success. Five for you, though, it would appear.
Yeah, we've still got double length.
We've got five more years. God. So, like I say, you are opening Victorious Festival this year, 2023. Have you got anything special planned for the home crowd, or is it you're just going to do a tried and tested set?
I might try and convince Harry to take his top off. That always goes down well, doesn't it?
Oh, it does usually. Until the engine rooms we played in Southampton, everyone was like, yeah, giving it all that. It was great. And then one gentleman came up to me and was like, you loved your set, but when you took your top off, it just wasn't you. I didn't... just really didn't like it. But meanwhile, Billy had already taken his top off first. I was second, and was the only man he spoke to. So obviously, I'm too flabby.
You know,
he was like, obviously, stop it.
Loved your set. You know the bit where you took your top off? Don't do that again.
That is exactly almost what he said, verbatim. Terrible.
We are doing three sets this weekend, so we're mixing it up each set. So, yeah, for everyone that, if anyone is crazy enough to see all three, they will see a different set every time.
What are you guys looking for? Obviously, three sets, that's going to be amazing here at Victorious Festival. But what else are you looking forward to? What are you going to be doing with your downtime? Are there anyone you're looking forward to seeing? Anything you're looking forward to doing?
Probably resting.
That's it, yeah.
No, there's loads of great bands that actually, well, I want to see anyway. It's good that we're playing up Friday, Saturday. But I guess just floating between all the stages, you always get so many good artists, so many good local artists that you can go and watch. There's always someone really good on a stage at any given time. So it's good to just... It's nice, you just discover so much music at this festival, it's great.
Vaccines are playing though, aren't they?
I want to see the vaccines.
Coral are playing as well.
Yeah.
I really, really want to see Jason Manford's comedy set.
Not far away. The comedy stage and the castle stage are literally 2 or 3 minute walk. So
the comedy stage looks absolutely unbelievable. Yeah.
We've just been there, it really does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to... poo on the main stage and stage. But the comedy stage looks the best from outside the festival. I saw it and I spoke to Ben and I said, is that the main stage this year? It looks unreal. And he was like, no, that's the comedy stage.
Amazing.
Main stage still looks the same. I was like, no, it looks better.
Amazing. They need to up their game, don't they? They really do need to up their game at Victorious. That's tongue-in-cheek. For anybody that's listening thinking, shock on. No, that's absolutely tongue-in-cheek.
They just turned it on and heard.
Yeah.
It's up their game at Victorious. Oh, no.
Guys, thanks so much for talking to us. Really do appreciate it. I not only wish you the best of luck on your first show today, but all over the weekend. And I look forward to catching up with all of you guys afterwards to hear about your Victorious experience.
That'd be amazing.
Thanks for having us and thanks for the ongoing support.